Welcome to Fart Talk with Dana
and Lex.
What's up, all my flatulents? Welcome back to Fart Talk. We got our guest this week, Jordan Sheldon. As always, we got Dana and Lex. We're here to bring you all the fart news, fart talk, and fart information you could ever want. Let's get it. Y'all are now tuned into F-A-R-T-T-A-L. Can murder us on this track to get you to bouncing up and down when I say Dana and Lex. Gonna make you pay for the damn booties they bottled up the other day. Y'all are now tuned into F-A-R-T-T-A-L. Can murder us on this track to get you to bouncing up and down when I say Dana and Lex. Gonna make you pay for the Amazon wish list they updated yesterday. What's up, guys? How you doing this week? Dana and Lex.
What up, Twan?
Technical difficulties.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Fart Talk.
I totally farted and caught it on videotape just seconds before we started.
Oh, hell yeah. What caused your fart, Lex?
You know what it was, Dana, the magic formula.
Twan plus Dana equals awesome fart.
Yeah, sure. I used my inulin powder and my juice at lunch. So I'm hoping that there'll be more farts soon because I haven't farted in a while.
Oh, man. That inulin powder, for those who don't know, it is an artichoke protein or sunflower protein or something. It is also known as fartichoke powder because it makes you fart. So, yeah, Lex, I'm proud of you. I'm excited. Hopefully we'll get another fart out of you during the show.
I feel like there might be one coming any moment, but you know, you got to time it right because if you wait too long, then it kind of dissipates. So, yeah. Did he hear that?
No, I think I made a sound over it.
Oh, that one wasn't loud enough.
Oh, damn.
That's what you get for not wearing your headphones, Dana.
I know. I purchased like 3 different headphones in the past 2 months, and then I returned them because I was like, fuck this. These aren't up to my standards.
I'm yelling.
Sorry, me too. What's up, Twan?
Not a whole lot, guys. What's up with y'all?
Nothing. I'm just chilling here with my puppy dog. She's sitting on my bed. My parents are cooking right now, and they set off the smoke alarm, which is something I usually do when I fart. So she's hiding. She's hiding with me right now. It's okay. It's okay.
Aww.
Yeah. I have been farting up a storm.
Have you?
Yeah, it's actually cloudy and windy in Phoenix right now. So that's all me. That's all me, yeah.
Is that what that means when they say you're sucking ass? You're pulling all those clouds from up here?
I'm taking all the clouds from up north, sucking them in, and then letting them out. Yes, lunch meat. I do live with my parents, and they do cook me dinner. That's what happens when you're a 36-year-old woman on the verge of insanity.
Or on the verge of becoming the next best thing in stand-up comedy.
Woo! Yeah! Here's hoping. Speaking of the next best thing, Lex, why don't you tell everyone about your shows coming up this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm performing in the Cactus Comedy Classic this weekend, and I'm competing for, I think, $1,500. And also doing a lip sync battle where I'm going to dress up as one of my fun characters. And I have a chance to win $150 there. So I'm super excited.
Yay, that's awesome. And that's at Stir Crazy Comedy Club in Glendale, Arizona. That is the place to be. I love farting in that club, actually.
Me too. It's the perfect fart club. The acoustics is just perfect, you know.
Ooh, a fart club. That would actually, you know, if we ever If we ever open our own comedy club, the three of us, we can just call it the Fart Club. Like, come out here, yeah. Let out your farts.
That sounds pretty amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are here. We actually have a couple announcements today. First of all, it's the last Wednesday of the month. So, you know, I went reaching that fart box and I picked a name. So the next person that gets to win a lovely little present from us and then also gets to join us on our show is Ethan H. Still need to make a video for that.
Oh man, I wonder if that's Ethan.
Congratulations, Ethan.
Yay. Ethan, man. What? I'm freezing.
I think it's okay. Dana's internet is garbage. Oh, there she goes. She'll be back. Don't worry. Anyway, I think I have another fart coming. I think I didn't catch it in time.
Oh, did you hear that?
Did you hear it? Dana!
What, did I miss a fart?
Yeah, I need to I think I need to get a butt mic. They're coming, dude. They're coming.
Oh man, that's what all the guys say when they're around.
They're coming? They're coming?
Yeah, they're talking to the other guys.
Yeah, they're totally coming. Okay. Anyways, next up, you guys, come on. We got to play the game today. Remember the new game that we're playing?
I think so. Remind me.
Is it the word?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Do you want to know what the word of the day is?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I thought I had it in here, but I don't. All right.
We should turn this into a drinking game.
Lunch meat says set a bill for a while, Lex. Oh!
Taint tickle is the fart phrase of the day. So you know what happens when someone says taint tickle. What do we do, guys? Scream!
Yay! I thought we had a video for it. Are you not going to play the video?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. We're all sitting there like, I'm not sure. Oh, I'm scaring my dog right now. It's okay. Normally I scare her with the fart. I scared her with my taint.
Oh, taint tickle! Oh, I wasn't prepared.
I see you added some extra pictures to the graphic, Lex. That's awesome.
Yeah, look. I'm going to start adding each of our guests to it, but the fart at the end.
Somebody sounded displeased.
The fart at the end, that's Ricardo.
Oh, wait, really?
It's me farting, but it's Ricardo going, oh, God.
Yeah. Ricardo's awesome. He's a good friend of the fart, friend of the fart talk.
Yeah, if you go into our episode archives, look up Ricardo takes a fart in a bath or takes a fart bath or something like that. It's a great episode. He was the only guest that joined us that was taking a bath while talking to us.
I think he was taking a shit in that bath, but you know, that's what we all do when we're bored, right? Right?
Well, I would say no, but if my parents were watching right now, they'd be like, remember that one time when you were in the bathtub and you started screaming like bloody murder and I went in there to see what happened and you have pooped in the bathtub and you're afraid of your own shit.
What? Was this like a few years ago?
No, Dana. It was when I was like 4.
Oh, this was last week.
Yeah. Oh man, I remember when my sister pooped in a bathtub that we were both in. She was a baby and I was not a baby. And I will always remember that, that one moment when those little baby turds popped up and they were like, hello! But, you know what? It gave me a bit of a taint tickle. Wait, that was a real.
I found out that pooping in the pool for children is pretty common. I did not like that fact.
Oh yeah, it's very common, and they have to like. Okay, so I don't know, Tuan, if you're familiar. I know you have like nieces and nephews and stuff, but usually, the beginning of the summer. Like when school's still in session, like that first hot weekend, all the kids will go to the pool. And then on Monday, all these kids are either throwing up or having diarrhea. And then they bring it home and they take it home to the family and the whole household gets it. Cause it's like these, like this bacteria, it's almost like E. coli where it's like, it literally, like, it doesn't matter if you bleach, you're going to catch it. And then it runs through your body for 24 to 48 hours where literally your body excretes everything out. So I kid you not, I was shitting with the trash can in my lap, like barfing, like projectile, vomiting and shitting at the same time with like a fever of like 102. Have you ever seen that TV show Santa Clarita Diet?
No,
I've heard of it. I've heard of the diet.
Oh, okay. So when she turns into a zombie or whatever, they like projectile vomit everywhere. It's like a realistic TV show, but then like the zombie stuff is kind of cartoonish, and it's very like unrealistic. But that's what it was like. Like literally, like Peyton had it and projectile vomited all over her bed in the middle of the night, and she had a bunk bed, so she was on the bottom bunk, and she puked all over it, so we put her on the top bunk and then she puked all over that one.
Oh man,
that's always been my dream. I've always wanted bunk beds just so I could shit and barf on them and share the wealth with whoever's sleeping below me.
Anyways, speaking of bunk beds, we have a guest joining us, and you know what, he might have a bunk bed.
What horrible segue, by the way.
Please give it up for Jordan Sheldon.
Hi, hello. Oh my god, it's so good to be on. I have been looking forward to this for such a long time.
Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
You're welcome.
So, do you have a bunk bed?
I did, and I did projectile vomit on it multiple times.
Is that why you got it? So you could projectile vomit? Because I'm thinking of adding one to my Amazon wish list.
Yeah, and I recommend the ones that have like wood on it so that you can stain the bunk bed with your projectile vomit.
Oh!
Yeah, like a nice little wood stain.
That sounds like a really good art project too for, you know, people who are still stuck at home with no vaccines.
Yeah.
Barf art.
100%. Love it.
Okay, Jordan, when you had this bed, did you do any like weird collections under, like, did you keep any collections of things under your bed?
Yeah, boogers.
Me too.
Me too. It's so convenient. You just like pick your nose and stick it. Did you pick your nose and just stick it on the side of the bed and hope that they would just disappear magically one day?
I actually had it on the back of my headboard. It was before I got a bunk bed. Oh. My mom got me this water bed, and I think it used to be hers. But then when we moved in with my stepdad, obviously, she let me have her bed. And I would pick my nose at night, and I would just reach behind the, and like literally Ren and Stimpy with the stool. That was me with my.
And then they would get dry, and then you could just like flick them off, and it was like.
Oh, I never. Know. Once I put them back there, I didn't think about it anymore. But I do remember one time I was literally like, I still am a dork. But I remember one time I was just back there and I was just like, I'm gonna add it to my booger collection. And I was just so satisfied about it.
Yeah, I have a bunch of dry boogers under my car seat. I like to keep them there for special occasions. There are also. My wall next to my bed is covered in dry boogers. I just realized that last week. I was like, what is all this bumpy shit on the wall? Oh, okay.
Yeah, normal people collect coins and jars to save up for a nice meal, but we collect boogers behind our headboards, so.
Yeah, because we can save them for something, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can use them for, I mean, they have to be useful. Lunch Meat says, where did Lunch Meat's comic go? You used to sleep in the same bed you were conceived in? Hey, I don't know.
That wasn't the bed I was conceived in.
I do. Were you even conceived in a bed, Lex, or were you conceived in like a sexy rest?
I was probably conceived in the back of my mom's 86 Rabbit.
Is that a vibrator or a car?
It's a car.
Where were you conceived, Tuan? Do you know?
Do I know where? No. I'm going to guess, however, though, I'm going to guess that I was a Valentine's Day sex because I'm a November 4th kid.
Oh man, I was born in July. I was born like 10 years after my parents got married, so I don't know.
Jordan, do your parents talk to you about the birds and the bees? Have they given you that talk yet? I know you're getting ready to head off to college.
Mm-hmm. They have. They just, as long as I don't do too many poppers, they don't care what I do in college.
What are poppers? We're kind of old. What are poppers?
Well, like,
that's an old drug.
Well, no, the old one is Whippets. That's what that's what everyone used to do.
Oh, yeah. Whippets. I'm familiar with Whippet.
That's where you like do the whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
You like snip the whipped cream. Air. Yeah.
But poppets, they go in a different hole, right?
No, you sniff poppers too.
Oh, okay. They just make your butthole open up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you can take bigger shits.
But what are you sniffing? What are you sniffing out of?
It smells like nail polish remover.
But what does it come in?
It comes in a bottle and it says nail polish remover on it, but it's actually not nail polish remover. It's poppers.
Where do you buy these?
I don't know, because it's from a friend. A friend told me about this.
Oh, yeah. So, I know, but I mean, people are manufacturing these. Like, obviously, you probably
So you go to, like a smoke shop or, like, a sex store, and then they'll...
Hold on, can I interrupt you guys?
Oh, my God, you definitely sound like you have to shit, one.
That was wet.
That was wet!
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I don't know what's better, listening to your heart or watching me smell it.
I got a whiff of that through the screen.
Oh, my God, George, I can smell it, too. It smells like alien abductions, marijuana, and crying in the shower.
Yep.
It smells like weed, Indian food, and Yoplait yogurt if you, like, mix them into a bowl.
Oh, that's my favorite post-fart meal.
Yeah, really good. So, Jordan, how are you raised around farts? I saw your mom walk by earlier. She seems like a really lovely lady.
She's a big farter.
She is a big farter?
Big farter. Ooh, she's got a massive, really cool. Massive colon.
Oh. Jesus. Does that run in the family, Jordan?
Yeah, it does.
You guys sound like a good family.
I know. You see it's a nice room. We got a nice setup behind here. Smells like shit.
Now, before the episode started, what were you telling us beforehand, what your mom said about the bathroom?
I took a huge shit in the bathroom after it was a sushi shit. Ooh. So there was all types of fish, Mediterranean, sea catch in there. And it was a very bad cocktail. And it was a nervous shit too. So I got pushed out prematurely. So it smelled worse. It was more raw and less cooked. Ooh. And I opened the door and she said she could smell it. And she called me an asshole. And then you asked me if my mom is okay with me saying that, and I said no, because she thinks I am one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are what we eat, right?
Yeah.
Jordan, have you and your mother?
Dana, more like occasionally snack on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Bryn says Jordan took a sushi shit in my hotel room on Friday night and then left my hotel room.
Oh, Bryn, you are a lucky person. Was it the same kind of sushi shit? I think you said you had a pink lady sushi.
I had a pink lady roll.
Oh, man.
Those ones have all types of like different fish in it. So I think when you mix different fish, maybe that's like where things go wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of like different alcohols or like various poppers from different states. Like, you have to be careful with that. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the seaweed, too. I think that seaweed's really potent with the farts.
So, Jordan, do you fart around your family? Like, just loud and proud farts?
Yeah, I do. You said Jordan actually tried to kill me at the sushi dinner.
Oh, Bryn. Oh, my goodness. Bryn, is that something we want publicized? Jordan?
Bryn is one of my best friends, and we did go to sushi, and she paid for me. And then I paid her back by taking a huge shit in her hotel room and trying to kill her at the dinner.
Oh, man. Now,
I thought that was a random person.
No. I said it like it was. I introduced it as, oh, Bryn here says.
Wait, so how did you try to kill her? Was it with your shits and farts, or was it by another method?
Oh, I just tried to murder her. No, the shits and farts were separate.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Whenever I'm around, cool, pretty chicks, which she appears to be, I always want to murder them too. That's my thing.
Oh, my beautiful. God. We have to stop the production to answer this one comment.
Uh-oh.
Because he's so impatient. Well, I'm sorry. You literally missed the gang of farts. So next time, show up on time.
Yeah, he said.
Now back to the regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, Jordan, we have a lot of fans that are really, they appreciate us and we appreciate them, but they're very pushy when it comes to us pushing out our farts. And yes, we are.
If I can do some farcrobatics for you. I don't know if I can. I have to like get up and I don't know. I'll wait till a bubble builds up.
Oh, please do. And, watch out for those balls. This is a family-friendly show.
Oh, did I slip one?
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't want to be popping nuts on you guys.
That's Tuan's job. Oh. Popping nuts and Tate tickling, right?
did we get one?
Who was that?
That was me. I said taint tickle. Is that the code? The good word?
But I heard.
Well,
this is a good. Part.
This is a good position to be taint tickled in.
Yay! Oh God. That is my.
Sorry, favorite. I didn't know that I had sole responsibility over the taint tickle button.
Oh, yay! We're putting all that taint tickle responsibility on you, Lex. I apologize for that.
Well, we could talk about my bedwetting. I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Please tell us about your bedwetting. Everything about it.
Jordan's just hosting the show now.
I'm so excited to be on. This is my favorite thing. You have no idea how happy this makes me. But I was a chronic bedwetter well into the age of 14.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like and piss bucket?
We tried many. There were many methods that we employed. to stop it. My favorite one, well, was diapers. I could actually fit into normal diapers, but my mom got me Depends so I wouldn't feel dehumanized.
So, but it seems like Depends would probably give you like a big old butt, right? Because they're grown-up diapers.
Yeah.
Bedwetting.
Yeah, you weren't wearing these out in public. Just, oh, just when you went to bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the sad part about it is my parents didn't care. I mean, I just like a normal kid was sent to sleepovers, sent to summer camps, sent around America as a teenage bedwetter. And I can tell you, as a child, there's nothing more mortifying than being at summer camp, waking up in the middle of the night and having to tell some 20-year-old British guy named Tony that, hey, yo, I pissed myself. And there's nothing more mortifying than that.
Were they cool about it? Like, were your counselors supportive at all?
No, I had to learn how to wash sheets from a very young age. And that's why I'm so good at doing laundry now.
You can come over to mine.
Okay.
Yeah, we all need our laundry done. My parents don't do them for me anymore. It's either me or nothing.
You should start a laundry business. I mean, what are your plans for, like, after, you know, like, you know, I know you're talking about maybe going into college, but why don't you just get into the laundry business?
Yeah, laundry and poppers.
I could do a laundry business where it's a front for my popper dealership. It's like Breaking Bad, but like breaking
ass.
I'm sorry, what was the word that you used?
I can say that word because I am one, so.
Oh, perfect. That's why you need to use it. Yeah. I want to hear it. Throw it out there.
Breaking fag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to claim that word. I need to claim that.
Yeah, it's your word to claim. We can't use that word, but we can use the word taint tickler, though. So
can I just throw out there though,
yeah,
that if you had a laundry car driving around with that name on the side of it, I wouldn't know what it was, but I'd be very interested in finding out. So I'd probably call it. I mean, you would get a lot of inquiries.
Yeah, I would support that business. I would I'd send money to your GoFundMe.
You'd have a whole lot of alt-right dudes probably hitting you up though, so that could be kind of scary.
Yeah, like the closeted ones.
Yeah.
The closeted homophobics.
Slow Your Roll is one of our VIP Fart Talk members. She says it's brave of you to talk about the bedwetting. I'm sure lots of people struggle with that. Normalize bedwetting. Yeah, normalize bedwetting.
Normalize bedwetting. And normalize people's furniture getting ruined as a result of it.
Yeah. So was there a reason for it? Like, was it because of anxiety, or did you have nightmares? Did you ever figure that out?
Well, I have a very vivid imagination, which I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for that vivid imagination. It's what allows me to be creative. But I put myself in many unfavorable situations and dream because my imagination takes me so far. So I'll have a lot of dreams that I'm pissing myself. Like, I had a dream that I was in this beautiful toilet. It was gorgeous. It was gold plated. Ooh. And everything. And I'm like, I want to take a piss in here. And I did. And then I wake up halfway through and I'm pissing in Haley Feldman's bed.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I woke up and I was at the sleepover and it was in the middle of my sleepover and I'm like, oh shit. So I peed my bed. And I go, and this was the night I learned how to use a washing machine for the first time. I take all the sheets off. I put it in the washer. It's like 2 a.m. I start their washer, and I'm like 10 at the time. I start their washer. I do the drying cycle, and then I make the bed, and no one knew by the morning.
Wow. Man, so you had to learn that fast.
Very.
Wow. Peed the bed as an adult or wet the bed? Peed the bed doesn't sound as dignified. What is behind that?
It's a gold toilet. I had a picture lying around and made me think about Jordan's dream. So
that's exactly what it looked like, actually.
Oh man, that does look nice to pee in. I want to do all sorts of things in that toilet. But so yeah, I followed you into adulthood.
So actually it stopped, but it's okay because a whole nother set of problems have followed me into adulthood. So it evens out.
Like sharding or pooping in public, any of the above?
Yes, I have done some sharding recently. But it's subtle sharding, you know. It's sharding that isn't like necessarily like an explosion. Like, well, you'll know that it's in, like you're just. It's not one of those. Oh shit! I sharded. It's a gradual shard of like poopy being maybe left over in your pants and like oozing out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. You know, just wipe and you keep going, and then you think nothing's there, but then like an hour later, it's a full blown.
Yeah.
Poop fest. Yeah.
And those are typically after the ones where it makes your booty hole sting.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So earlier we were talking about when you take a poop and it makes like your anus hurt as if like something was in there or you got pegged. And I'm just curious of anyone else has felt that.
Yeah, this is a very niche thing that I feel like we should all be able to relate to that no one talks about enough is the asshole stinging sensation.
Yeah, like there has to be some sort of like doctor out there that knows about this sort of sensation. Or like I mentioned, maybe we're just getting butt raped by demons in our sleep for our sins.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. My ass is always hot and spicy. And because like I had something up there, you know, human or animal or vegetable. Sometimes it's
cucumber.
Well, always cucumber. and sometimes it's because I'm just like, I'm in a weird, or I haven't, I'm losing my train of thought because my butt itches right now.
It's okay. I know someone that used a cucumber once. And what happened is they had the cucumber and like they walked out of the bathroom with it. And then the mom was like, hey, where'd that go? I need that for my salad. And of course he didn't want to say anything about it. So they had a spicy dinner.
Oh! If you run out of like spices, then you can just use that. Shit.
Yeah. It's like, it's a double whammy.
Ooh.
Slow Your Roll is trying to forewarn you. She said, not to scare you, but the bedwetting will probably come back when you start drinking. It hasn't?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Lunchmeat suggested, get a funnel and a tube and attach it to your penis and have the end of the hose run into a bucket. So pretty much Lunchmeat is suggesting a catheter.
Oh,
but a man-made one.
But like a spicy catheter that can go either way.
Maybe. Jordan, I'll tell you. I'm curious. I have a question about like, do you remember what you dreamed the nights that you had wet the bed?
I mean, some of them were of me peeing.
Uh-huh.
And then other ones was just, I think, caused by my ADHD, because as a result of ADHD, a doctor can check this. I don't know if this is completely right, but you don't produce enough folic acid, and folic acid is the chemical that controls your bladder. Mm. So I think there is some scientific reasoning behind that.
Interesting. I didn't know that. The more you know.
But I was probably dreaming about like jumping on bouncy houses, and then somehow those gravitated towards me going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I've had nightmares about wetting the bed, but haven't, like, as an adult.
Nightmares? Why do you call them nightmares?
Because, like, I know I'm asleep and I can't move, and I think I have to pee. It's, like, almost like sleep, what's it called? Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
That must be scary.
I've dreamt that I was shitting myself, and then I shit myself, so.
Whoa!
Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, I would say this probably happened
this
like 4 years ago.
This Justin Twan murder is a
bed shitter.
Well, Sarah Silverman, the comedian, she says there's only one thing worse than bedwetters, and that's bed shitters.
Hey, that's
man.
I think that's even better than a bedwetter, if we're being positive. I know there are a lot of negatives to this, but, you know, Tuan shitting the bed, that sounds like a good time.
That's an easier cleanup, too, poop, than unless it was really runny, diarrhea.
Unless you sleep naked.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you poop, depending on if it was a hard poop, you know, or a soft poop, you could literally just throw away the sheets. But when you pee, that seeps through the mattress and shit.
I didn't even have to go that far. I just threw the underwear away. I didn't even have to go. Just guy woke
up.
Well,
if you were sleeping naked, then it would have got on the sheets.
No.
Or if you like moved around a lot when you sleep, it definitely would have smeared.
Nope. None of that. I just had a dream. And in fact, I thought I was at my friend's house. I was like, man, I need a poop. And in the dream, I sat down on a trash can. And I was like, well, I guess this is just happening now. And then I woke up, and I was like, that was weird. And then I was like, oh, I shit myself. And I got up and took off my underwear, threw them away, and took a shower.
Oh, man. See, I wouldn't have even taken a shower. I just would have been like, okay, whatever. I'll deal with that tomorrow.
Well, yeah, there were actually, thinking about it, there were many times that I would wet the bed, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh shit. And then I just sleep in my piss. And that is the worst feeling. That
oh yeah. Cause then it gets warm and it's like, oh, this is comfy, but it's not supposed to be comfy.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you're damp. Ugh.
It's damp and it's like
I have that dying question. I have a dying question, Jordan. I want to get to it before I forget. What is shafting, and why is the Gen Z doing it?
I'm looking it up because I had no idea, but I can't.
What do you mean? Like when we like saw like Jerry Seinfeld? What do you mean?
Shafting.
But I'm saying like you should know this because this is you pitched me on this. This is the whole reason I had you on the podcast, and you don't know what it is.
I don't recall you ever asking me what shafting was.
No, you said that you wanted to talk about shafting on the podcast. You suggested this topic.
Well, I just thought it was like some variation of sharding, but is it something different?
Is that what you meant? Did you mean sharding?
I thought you just meant sharding and you maybe were having like a mini stroke or something. I don't...
Me having... Okay, I know I'm older, Jordan, but respect your elders.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up. Okay, shafting
is shafting
being,
even a thing? Did we create all this hype?
It says it's like being overly friendly when you're butt kissing, so it's like ass licking. And here's an example. I shafted again, mom. Fucking hell, he's shafting him so much.
Fucking hell, why are you shafting me?
Why the fuck you
I like how a shafting only happens when you have an Irish / Scottish accent.
Okay. Yeah, that.
Okay. I need a better picture here. Okay. So it's when you're butt kissing.
So like I don't know what butt kissing is.
So
is
now
that
we got to Google that?
Shafting. Oh, here. Here's another definition. Others insert the pill into the anus where it is absorbed. This process is known as shafting. I saw someone shaft in ecstasy in a club.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're getting somewhere.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense for your generation because you guys are into poppers and shit. So I mean, yeah. I could totally see you guys shoving drugs up your ass. How else are you going to take them discreetly while you're
in
school?
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to put, I mean, I don't do drugs ever, never, but I've always wanted to put them up my butt.
I wonder if it absorbs the same way.
Yes.
Oh, it's faster. Oh, it's worse.
Because your blood vessels are open and shit down there, right?
Yeah.
So wait, okay, is shafting different than boofing? What is boofing?
Okay, let's look up boofing. Let's figure that one out.
Please, thank you.
And I can read it with a different accent.
Yes! Whatever,
you know, Jordan, we could have Googled this stuff ourselves.
No, I like I know, it that the kid's using it on his laptop.
I know.
I'm on
my mom's computer.
Oh, even better.
Oh, that's great. Make sure you bookmark all those pages.
Is inserting drugs or having someone insert drugs into your body through your anus. So it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, your accents are awesome, Jordan.
Thank you.
Do you practice just all the time, or are you just naturally good at accents, or are you part Scottish, Irish, and elsewhere?
I'm not. But I don't know. I like doing voices. It's something I'm passionate about. I do a horrible Alanis Morissette impression.
Please.
Well, I'm here. Wait, hold on. Every time you speak her name, did you know how you taught me and hurt me until you died, but you're still alive and I'm here.
Whoa! That is not horrible. That was awesome. Holy shit.
Was that terrible or what?
No way. I mean, if you want me to say terrible, yes, but no, not at all.
I was okay.
Can you do anyone else? That was so good.
I can do my math teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it's gonna. Yeah. You're just gonna y equals m x plus. Yeah. So it's gonna be like that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you like this math teacher?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Okay, cool.
He wrote my college recommendation letter once. And actually, we had a day where we had to dress up as one of our teachers. So I dressed up as him and I like performed the impression in front of the class.
Oh my God.
That's
so
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah. People got mad at me though.
Why?
Because they were like, you're being mean to him. I'm like, it's dress up as your teacher day. Did he like it? He loved it. He laughed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I did something similar when I was working in this strip club for Halloween.
I want to do that.
As one of our managers.
Wait, what did you do?
I dressed up as one of my managers at the strip club on Halloween.
Oh, man.
Come on, I never told you this story.
This is a comparable for the lemon.
Were any of you guys bedwetters?
I wasn't. Didn't ask if any of us were bedwetters. I wasn't a chronic bedwetter, but I did. I would wake up. I would sleepwalk when I was a kid, and I would wake up peeing while standing up, like on pillows. I did it a few times. I actually wet the bed more as an adult in my 20s. I don't think I was even drinking. I think I was on like some heavy medication or something. And I just, I had a dream that I peed, because that seems like that's usually how it happens. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, it's warm. So, but more so when I was a kid, I also have a lot of anxiety, and I'm sure that was related because I got anxious because of my dreams. So what about you, Lex or Twan? Were you bedwetters? Or I know you were shit bedders.
Bed shitters.
Bed shitters. As far as I know, I've never wet the bed. I did shit in the bathtub once, and I shat on the stairs once in the rug, but I was more of an intentional shitter.
On the stairs, on the rug.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't remember any of it, but my parents are like convinced that I like did it to like get back at them.
It's also fun to piss yourself like consciously.
It's pretty nice.
And to have that power of I could pee myself right now and no one can do anything about it.
Like when you're driving on the freeway, you're like, you know what? I don't want to stop at the gas station. I just want to let it all out. I've done that with you, actually, but that wasn't really my choice. It just kind of happened. Lex, really quick, what was your dressing up as your strip club manager story?
I dressed up as my strip club manager for Halloween, and he's like, He's a very one of a kind type of guy. Like, he wears like all vintage clothes. He's like a rocker, so he has like those like 70s jackets and like, you know, old school button up t-shirts. He had long like blonde, like, or sandy blonde hair, like, you know, like brown but with like gold highlights, and he always wore these big glasses, and he always walked around with keys in his hand and a cigarette. So I showed up there on Halloween dressed as him on the night that he wasn't working. Everyone thought I was him. So yeah, his name was Billy. And so all the girls that were coming in to check in to work for the night would be like, "Hey, Billy, baby, can I get a cigarette off of you?" Or they'd be like, "Billy, Billy," you know, and Billy doesn't talk much. He just is kind of like, "Yeah, yeah, okay, all right, whatever." And we call people ass nuggets.
Ass nuggets. Oh, man.
So I hung out all night, just like sitting behind like the front like desk area where he always hangs out, and just like doing the shit that he would do. And all night, like, people thought that I was him. And then I got a text message from him. He's like, "Hey, I heard that you're at work dressed up like me." Pretending to be me. He was like, "Stop it. Stop it." And then like, but he loved it. Like, every year on Halloween, he posts the picture of me dressed as him.
Aww. Man, I see. Lex is really good at dressing up as men. Well, actually, we both are. That's kind of our thing. We like dressing up as men, performing.
The drag kings?
Drag kings, yeah. Lunch Meat says, I'm just going to assume this is for all of us. You should write a book called 50 Shades of Yellow. Ooh.
And I could, chapter one could be called Poppers and Piss.
Poppers and Piss. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, that's a, oh man, I think the last book I ever read was the 50 Shades series, now that I'm thinking about it. Damn. No wonder I am the way I am.
That was the last book you read, and weirdly, you did it with one hand. So.
Because I was tickling my taint.
Boom. Oh.
Technically, you said tickling your taint. You did it backwards, but whatever. I gave it to you. So, Jordan.
Yes.
So, what?
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you. I got excited about farts.
What about farts? I always love farts.
I want to hear.
Someone said Mr. Popper's Piss.
Mr. Popper's Piss!
Oh, I like that.
I want to hear more about Jordan's fart. Like, Jordan, have you farted today besides your big shit? Like, and what did you need to cause those farts?
My sleep schedule's been off, so my morning farts have been pretty bad. Like, they'll be like a bulbous, airy release. Like a poof. Like, it'll be a very, people on Spotify can't see the face I just made, but it was very expressive. And it was very much encapsulative of what that fart would have felt like.
It looks like it sounded like you were dropping bags out of your butt, like bags of gold, maybe?
Yeah, I call it an egg drop fart.
You know, I think I had some egg drop farts today, too. That's a good name.
Like egg drop soup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Drop those egg drops, baby. Lex, E. Williams says, "Lex, you look like a little like Alyssa Milano in your younger picture." Ooh, yeah, she's a fun ass.
I don't think I know who that is, but I'll take that compliment. Thank you very much.
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
I'll find
the TV show at Tony Danza.
I never watched that show.
What was the TV show? Was it that had the three witches in it?
Yeah.
Had Alyssa Milano. Cooking. No, it was like
Two Broke Charmed? Girls. Two Broke
no,
Girls.
Charmed. Look up Charmed. Google Charmed.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
There we go. E. Williams got it.
The 2019 Charlie's Angels reboot.
I look like a white girl. I'll take it.
But yeah, my farts. I'm a very musical person. I sing. My farts are on pitch. Like, I'll be able to call out, oh, A flat, you know, like, it'll be.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like, recorded your farts and made a song out of the music? No.
But I've written some songs, actually, kind of about the anal area.
Oh!
Yeah.
Would it be too much of me to ask if you would share this song with us?
It would not be too much to ask, and I would be glad to do it. I have to pull it up from my notes. It's actually a song from my favorite movie musical, Frozen. I don't know if any of you know Frozen.
Oh, just a little bit. Just a bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's... Okay. It's a duet, so I'll play both parts. I'll do a little, like, jumping to different...
Okay. I like it. I like it.
All my life I've never wanted... Is my audio okay?
Yes. Perfect.
All my life I've never wanted to play by the rules, and that goes for in the bedroom too. I was thinking the same thing, cause like I've been doing butt stuff since I learned how to chew. And maybe I'm just being risky, but I'm scared I will poo. Oh on you, you're a disgrace, leaves a bad taste. And it's sad because I really am a whore. Anal is such a chore. Anal is such a chore. Anal is such a chore. You douche and bleaks and stretch and wax. Anal is such a chore. I mean, it's crazy what we finger each other's anuses. That's what I was going to say. I've never met someone who farts so well like you. Jinx. Jinx again, our harsh anal degradations from our prostate stimulation. You and I will live happily. Say goodbye to the cock in my ass. Won't be tossing salad anymore. Anal is such a chore. Anal is such a chore. It makes my asshole roar and poop and toot and bruise and snooze. Anal is such a chore.
Wonderful lyrics. You were also an amazing singer, Jordan. That is awesome.
It wasn't my best because I was trying hard not to laugh during it. So
wow. Do you do musical theater in school, or are you?
Yeah, I'm in a production of Godspell right now. I'm kind of sad I didn't get to play Jesus because, you know, I can connect to Jesus on so many levels. You know, me Jewish, Jesus Jewish. Me skinny, Jesus skinny, Jesus naked while being nailed by a bunch of Roman men. Me fantasize about that.
Oh, poppers. Jesus was into poppers, I've heard.
Yes, he was.
God, I hope my mother doesn't see this one.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, Jordan, that was so good. I fucking love it.
Who's okay, Lunchmeat keeps saying my political career is over, but who said I was going to have a career in politics?
Don't mind him. Lunchmeat is just our house troll. What? We love him dearly.
Why? My mom just won't... What? My mom said we're all going to bed.
Oh, well, what time is it where you are, Jordan?
No, it's fine. I can stay for the rest of it. It's like 9:30.
Oh, okay.
9:50.
By the way, Lex, this is Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, nice. Why do they literally look alike?
I know.
That's what I look like when I have a high pony.
Oh God! You said you're in Godspell. Lunchmeat says God smell.
Good one, Lunchmeat. Good one.
That is a good one. Damn, good. That was awesome, Jordan. Is she talking? Mom wants to fart. Does she want to smell some more parts? We got some
weird. Mom, do you want to come on?
Oh. We can just say
she can fart for us.
Dad, do you want to come on? Can you hear that? Did you hear that response?
I hear something. Sounded like someone was yelling about poop or something.
They were like, no.
Oh.
okay. They'll come out when they finish farting.
Oh man, hey, if everyone farts together, stays together, I think.
Yeah.
So Jordan, where else can we find you? I know we have your Instagram here. You're on TikTok at I have it right here. It was hard for me to say it out loud. Jeldon Shorten.
Jeldon Shorten. So if you take the SH and put it at the, well, no, Jeldon and then Shorten. It's pretty self-explanatory. I did it so that my teachers can't
description.
Find me.
I put all of his handles in the description.
Oh, that's so smart. My teachers yeah, can't find
super
me.
Super smart.
Oh, yeah good Shorten. Thinking.
Sure. Finsta? Is that your Finsta?
Yeah, it's like a Finsta, but like my TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is a Finsta a fake Insta? Is that what that means? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out.
That's Gen Z terminology.
Oh, yeah.
Can we bring you on as our like resident young hip kid to keep us up to date on information?
Be like our informant.
Of course.
You're so much fun, Jordan. Oh my god, you're so entertaining. You're so talented. Holy shit!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you too. All of you.
Urban Dictionary update, right? You can give us like what all the lingo, all the slang.
That's
good. Yeah,
let's
do that. We'll make some videos. We'll talk on that. That'll be fun. Tuan, are you taking us out with some music today?
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate this. This
yeah,
has been so
we
fun.
Love having you on. You can come back anytime. We'll definitely talk about you being on more. And for all of our listeners out there, make sure you give Jordan a follow. He's on Clubhouse. That's
yeah,
how
Clubhouse.
We met.
I was going to say also Clubhouse as Jordan yeah. Sheldon.
All of his information is in the description so you can get in touch with him. Let's help this young man grow as a comedian. Yes. I mean, so brave, you know, in high school doing comedy and authentically yourself. I love it. But yep. Make sure you join us next week. We're going to be joined by Charles Kelly with a puff, puff fart. He's the next best thing happening in comedy, so to speak.
He looks very funny.
Yeah, he is. He is funny. He's funny, and he likes to smoke weed, so that's cool.
Nice.